设立这个教师的职分。
One verse says God gave teachers to the body of Christ as a gift.
那么在经上有个地方说这个教师的职分是神给这个教会的礼物。
Now this verse says you don't need a teacher.
但这里又说好像你不需要教师。
So which is it?
到底哪一个是对的？
They are saying two different things.
这是两个不同的事情。
Because 1 John 2 is about discerning the truth, in context to cults and to false doctrines.
那约翰一书这里讲的呢，是讲到我们怎么样来分辨这些错误的教导。
And what John is saying,
那约翰他说的是
，There's an anointing in you.
就里面有个恩膏。
And one teacher's telling you that this is right, and the other teacher's telling you the opposite.
那如果有一个教师说这样是对的，但另外教师说这样是错的。
And one of them is a cult leader, and the other one is speaking the true word of God.
那么有一个呢，他是一个异端的错误的教导。
And this is going to be a very important verse, principle in the as we get closer to the Lord's return.
但是在主再来之前呢，越靠近的时候，这个经文就变得更重要了。
And the even the newest believer has the anointing living in them, and the anointing will say what that person is saying is the truth.
那即使是一个刚刚信主的人呢，他里面都有这样的恩膏，能够告诉他说这一位讲的是真的。
The Holy Spirit is the anointing in us.
那个圣灵呢，就是那个恩膏在我们里面。
When it says the anointing which you receive from Him, that's the indwelling Holy Spirit.
那讲到的那个所受的恩膏，就是我们内住的圣灵。
That when somebody's preaching a doctrine, a false doctrine against Jesus.
当有人他讲一些教导呢，是这反对耶稣的。
And there's more of this happening in the church today.
而且今天教会有越来越多这样的。
There's, you know, a new emphasis going on the last 5 years in the body of Christ.
在这个过去五年呢，曾经有这样的。
Is that there is no hell? We don't really need. There is no really. There's not sin. We don't really need to worry about it. Jesus loves us so much.
就是有人教导说没有地狱的，也没有真正的犯罪，因为神是这么的爱我们。
And so there's no punishment. You don't really need, Jesus didn't really die for you, because, he had to forgive you. That's not why he died for you.
那也有人教导说，没有审判的，因为耶稣是这么爱我们。
And I don't want to describe the teaching.
我不想要来讲更多这样的教导。
But even the newest believer can say, ah, that's not right. Something does not feel right about this.
但是有些新的信徒，他里面就会说，这感觉不对的。
That's what this verse is talking about.
那就是这个经文所说。
It's not saying the Holy Spirit is against the teaching ministry in the body of Christ.
所以圣灵他并不是说他来反对，在这个教会里面设立这个教师的职分。
But here's the point I'm going to make.
但是我要讲的是
，is that The anointing of the Spirit in you is actually your best teacher.
就是在你里面的恩膏呢，是你最好的朋友。
Now that sounds like a strange statement.
这听起来也很奇怪。
But if you think for a moment, you'll find it to be true.
但如果你仔细想想，这是真的。
Is that when you read the Word of God?
当你读神的话语。
And you are supposed to be connected to the body of Christ and hear teachings from many others.
那么你也会跟在这个。